I'm Alana Gordon, here a few blocks from JJ's on the Plaza. Judging by the lineup at the bar of this place, you'd think we were at JJ's. A lot of regulars met up at Colvine's the night after the fire. James Potter has been a regular for more than a decade.
You know, we just wanted to come out and show them that we supported them, we care about them. I mean, we're concerned about their well-being.
Regulars and staff at JJ's are a close-knit bunch. Potter and a lot of others I spoke with describe it as one big family. Many are still in shock and find it difficult to talk about what happened. This is a place for them to gather, and area restaurants have provided dinner. Jim Ligon wasn't working, but he's been a JJ's bartender for several years.
I honestly don't think I've really processed the fact that JJ's is gone. It's weird looking at the footage today and seeing, like, just everything in rumbles, you know, and thinking, like, wow, I was just there on the patio having a drink, you know, and now it's gone.
For Ligon, JJ's was more than a paycheck.
It's the kind of place where I definitely look forward to going to work every day because I know exactly who I would see. I knew exactly what they were drinking. We get to talk about their days and their weekend, and, you know, it's like just catching up with friends more than a job, you know?
Ligon was at home when the explosion happened, but he said he could imagine exactly who was there hanging out that evening. It was that kind of place. Ligon says since then, being able to connect with the JJ's community has been essential. He and others formed a command center at a bar in Westport during the day, and have turned to each other as they try to come to terms with what happened and the death of a colleague.
So today has just been catching up with people. You know, obviously our thoughts are with Megan Kramer and her family. It's undeniable loss, you know. But also focused on the fact that it could have been so much incredibly worse. And feel fortunate for the people that did make it out and the people that we do have today, and happy that they're all getting treatment and getting, you know, or in better condition today and better spirits.
Ligon says he and others have also found comfort in the hundreds of Facebook notes and text messages they've received from people in support. There have been several fundraising efforts too. One thing he's not worried about, future employment.
Just so many job offers. It just sucks that we're not going to be all together, you know.
Even so, Ligon says he and others are committed to preserving and bringing back the spirit of the JJ's community. Alana Gordon, KCUR News.